A salute to jury duty. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The judge told us we had been called to the Kent Regional Justice Center by the founding fathers themselves, who guaranteed the right to a jury trial. And so I joined a pool of 150 innocent citizens being held in a room with a view of Kent and never got picked. It was a cross between a hostage situation and being snowed in at O'Hare. Oh, the chairs were nice, and the staff made sure we weren't overworked. After 2 hours of waiting, we'd get a 15-minute break. Then after waiting some more, we'd get a 2-hour lunch break to recharge ourselves for the afternoon shift of waiting. I read the paper cover to cover, did the crossword, did the jumble, did the wonder word, read all the comics, including Family Circus. I even read the ad for the genuine real wood Amish mantle. Did you know you can get a free miracle heater if you buy the genuine real wood handcrafted mantle made by, quote, soft-spoken Amish craftsmen working their fingers to the bone? Limit of 2 per customer. Any more than that, and the Amish would keel over from the fatigue and the sawdust. I don't resent my civic duty. It's just that I had prepared my mind to be a sterile petri dish upon which the truth could take root and thrive, and by the end, I would have locked up an Amish craftsman for refusing to make a sufficient number of mantles. But instead, I spent 2 days trying to understand the poetry that was etched on the windows of the jury assembly room. You have risen on a clear morning to blend music. Your integrity is of the seasons. I have no idea what it means, but I'll say this. The poets certainly knew exactly where the jurors would be spending most of their time looking. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.